You're with SBS Radio.
The ATP Cup has been well received so far by most fans in Brisbane, Perth and Sydney, where the group stages were held. Some of the female players at the Brisbane International have questioned the timing of the 24-nation men's tournament, which has taken some of the headlines away from the women's event. Ash Barty's shock loss to American qualifier Jennifer Brady on Thursday has further dented the Brisbane International from a local perspective. Australia is on course for the ATP Cup final, however, after ending Great Britain's tournament to reach the last four. One of the main reasons for that is the strong form of Nick Kyrgios. He's won all of his matches so far, despite being under the threat of a suspended 16-week ban and fine, which is dependent on him not behaving poorly during matches. His on-court manner has been exemplary so far, and Australia coach Leighton Hewitt says he's delighted with his behaviour.
You know, there is a line and sometimes he crosses it and he knows that. You know, so far he hasn't put a foot wrong, as you said. He's been great behind me on the bench as well, firing the boys up and being entertaining for everyone else. So it's been a lot of fun.
The Brisbane International also comes to its conclusion on Sunday. Australia's one-day cricketers are on their way to India for the first of three one-day matches starting on Tuesday. For many of the players, such as Manus Labuschagne, the turnaround from last Monday is incredibly short. But the star batsman, who scored four centuries in five tests this summer, says he wouldn't have it any other way.
I think I fly Thursday, maybe. I actually haven't checked. So I'll probably just pack, do some washing and then get on the plane. Not too much time, but like I said, that's how you want it. You know, that's my job and I love doing it. So, you know, there's no greater privilege than playing for Australia.
The Big Bash League season continues over the weekend, with strong crowds continuing to underline the success of the tournament. One of the reasons for its growing popularity is the kind of on-field talking to the players undertaken for the broadcaster while they are on the field. It's starting to be used more in Test cricket, but Big Bash cricket makes players available before, during and after the matches. Here's an example of Fox Sports commentator Adam Gilchrist chatting to Sydney Sixers wicketkeeper Josh Felipe as his side took the field against the Adelaide Strikers during the week.
And talking of weather, pretty warm out there.
Yeah, it's nice and warm today. I think it's max of 34 and pretty humid, so yeah, it'll be a nice day.
I guess an advantage for you guys to have this short turnaround against the same opposition.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting fixturing to play the same team sort of twice in 3 days, but yeah, hopefully we can use it to our advantage after a good win the other night.
The ongoing bushfire crisis continues to cause chaos for sporting organisers around the country. Several games in different codes have been forced to be postponed due to unsafe air quality. The latest fixture to fall foul of the fires is Friday afternoon's W League match between the Newcastle Jets and Adelaide United, which was scheduled for a 5 p.m. kickoff. The men's A-League match between the Jets and Sydney FC the same evening, however, will go ahead as planned, as the air quality forecast is predicting conditions to improve sufficiently by that time. Sydney FC coach Steve Corica is happy the game is set to go ahead, but is mindful with Newcastle sacking its coach Ernie Merrick this week, it makes them an unpredictable opponent.
They're without a coach at the moment, so they're a dangerous team, especially, you know, in this situation they're in at the moment, so we've got to make sure that we're really up for the game.
In England, it's been a troubled week for Manchester United. The Red Devils lost the first leg of their League Cup semi-final tie to local rivals Manchester City 3-1 during the week. And on Thursday morning came confirmation that defender Harry Maguire will be ruled out for an extended period with a hip injury. Currently fifth on the table, United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has come under increasing pressure to reassess the makeup of his squad, which has struggled for consistency this season. United takes on Norwich on Sunday morning, looking to bounce back from the loss to City. But whatever happens, Solskjaer says the club needs to strengthen its squad, not sell players that may have been underperforming.
Tonight's not a time to talk about players leaving, because we need the players that we have in the squad. We've got a few months left of this season that we need to... We can't weaken ourselves, we need to strengthen ourselves if any movement is going to happen.
The National Basketball League continues over the weekend, with the pick of the matches being Saturday's ladder-leading Sydney Kings clash with the Cairns Taipans, who sit comfortably in the top four. In the Women's National Basketball League, top of the table Southside Flyers are up against second-place Melbourne Boomers on Sunday. John Baldock, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.